وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
سيد عبد الله الموسوي.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. In previous episodes, we were talking about how superpowers and the fathers of the Charter of Human Rights, they themselves are the ones who are depriving people of their own nations and people of other countries their most basic fundamental rights. Let's take an example, because we want to see the violations that have been done by those countries, by those who are claimed to be the champions of human rights. Take China, for example. Yeah, China, I agree, is a communist country. It's a country where just the normal people don't have the right to talk or the right to express their freedoms. So there's a lot happening. But within China, we have the Muslims, the Uyghurs who live in Xinjiang in China, and there are, you know, I don't know, they make about 25% of that province, or even more, just a bit less than half. Millions of them are being prosecuted under the crimes that have been done towards them are just, you know, too hard to even talk about. For example, human beings have the right to live, right? Those Muslims, those minority in China, they don't have the right to live. The only time they have the right to live is when they follow what the government tells them. So, for example, we see them, they're trying to, when it comes to women, for example, they're trying to make sure that women do not give birth to any more kids. So they do not reproduce. And that's a crime that China is doing towards Muslims. So they're trying to inject all these female women with hormones that stop them from giving birth. It's a problem. That's a crime against humanity. This is what we call ethnic cleansing, because he's trying to make sure that these particular people and this particular, at least let's say, tribe, they do not exist in, let's say, 50, 60, 80 years from now. I mean, where is the human rights then when those people are prosecuted in this regard? That's one. When we see people themselves, they do not have freedom, meaning there are hundreds of thousands of Muslims are in concentration camps in China where they are pretty much prisoners, and they have no freedom to go outside. They are in a camp. We ask the questions, where are those who claim to be champions of human rights? Why aren't they saying anything when they see that happening? Unless they can come and say, well, these guys are not human, so we don't care about them. They are from a different planet, and they are, you know, worse than animals, because if there was a dog or an animal being, or a panda being punished or being abused, you will see the whole world in a roar when it comes to human rights. I mean, when it comes to animal rights. But when it comes to human rights, No one seems to care. Millions of people in China being prosecuted, and no one is saying a word. No one is even caring. You don't even hear about it in the news. I would say 90% of the world, of the dwellers of the world, of human beings, they don't even know what I'm talking about. Like, what? Muslims in China being prosecuted? Since when? People don't even know. Even Muslims themselves, most of them, if not almost all of them, they don't have an idea. Let us take a break and then we'll come back right after.
Dear listeners, you're listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program for humanity coming to you from IRIB English Radio. Just before the break, I was getting excited, or more like saddened, talking about the Muslims in China who are suffering so much because of their faith. So we said when it comes to the right of living, they are being cleansly. You know, there's a cleansing, that what we call ethical cleansing. They've been terminated from their roots. When it comes to their freedom, they are being prisoned. When it comes to their religious, just doing their religious beliefs. I mean, why would it harm you if I pray and fast and apply my religion? I'm not doing anyone any harm. Why is it that in China, for these Muslims, they cannot pray? They cannot read Quran, they cannot fast, they cannot practice any form of religion. Even to the extent that the Chinese government, they turned the mosques into museums where people go and watch, not to perform prayer. If you pray outside, or if they know that you are praying, you get imprisoned. I mean, don't take my word for it. Go on YouTube and see for yourself. That even I've saw one of the people who went to this area, he could not, even when he says salamun alaikum to people, they wouldn't reply to him out of fear. They can't say the word, because if they do, they might be prosecuted. So when it comes to their faith, to their belief, they are also prosecuted. To even go further, those Muslims in China, to make sure that they violate every aspect of their rights, even when it comes to food and drinking, they don't have the freedom to do that. They are, those who are in the concentration camps, they are being fed pigs and alcohol. Now, China, obviously, the government, they know that Muslims, it's forbidden for them to consume alcohol and pig's meat, or at least haram meat. But they are deliberately feeding them pigs and giving them alcohol, just so they could take their beliefs away from them forcefully. Again, we get to say, where are those who speak about human rights? I mean, at least give them the right to practice their religion. Now, if you, under the pretext that, oh, well, if you're religious, you're a terrorist, then, well, I mean, surely you have intelligence agencies that can determine who's a terrorist, who's not. But you can't generalize that to millions of people. Millions of people, they can't all be terrorists. Maybe out of these millions, maybe you have 1,000, 2,000. All right, go 10,000. But what about the rest of innocent people? Kids, families, women, old men, young people. They're all being prosecuted. They can't practice their faith. They can't eat halal food. They can't pray outside. They can't go to the mosques. They can't even fast. Then where is the human right here? So again, when we look at the superpowers and we say, well, since you, United Nations and China is part of you, then how come they not applying it? Shouldn't it be applied? Or is that they are excluded from the list? What's going on here? We leave it here and we will continue in other episodes. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi.